coming up.
I just don't know what happened, and I really think that we all kind of want a little bit of closure.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Twenty-year-old Indigo Garza was murdered in February in the parking lot of a Houston apartment complex.
The worst thing a mother could possibly deal with.
She was my only daughter. She never had a chance to have kids, get married. She never had a chance to get her own life straightened out.
She had dreams, and she wanted to follow them.
Three people have been arrested, and a fourth suspect is still on the run. And Indigo Garza's mother is begging for someone to come forward.
I forgive you, but you still deserve the consequences of your actions. She did not deserve to die.
Police say the suspect, who is still at large, has a history of violating bond.
When you're on bond, it's almost like being on parole. You have certain conditions that you have to abide and follow. And if you don't abide and follow them, there should be repercussions for your actions.
I'm joined by Grace White, a reporter at KHOU 11 in Houston, Texas. Grace, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, Will.
Grace, Indigo Garza was just 20 years old when she was killed earlier this year in February. Tell us about what we know about her and what happened.
She's a young woman, as you mentioned, 20 years old. Just really heartbreaking that she was found shot and killed in the parking lot of this apartment complex. Her mother is determined to find out the truth about what happened to her daughter and devastated that her life was cut short and that it ended like this.
What do we know about the circumstances surrounding her death? And my understanding from investigators is that There could have been some retaliation for a robbery she'd been involved with, but what do we know at this point?
Investigators from the beginning thought more than one person was involved in Indigo's murder. For months, it went unsolved, and then all of a sudden, there was a huge break in the case. The arrests of two people, as you mentioned, and a third person charged but still on the run. Investigators and court documents basically laid it all out. They said that this was retaliation for a robbery that was drug-related just a few weeks before the murder. They believe Indigo Garza was involved in that, and that's why she was killed.
Two people now behind bars and then police still searching for a third. What can you tell us about the suspects in this case?
Well, there are three suspects in this case. One of the three, Joel Francisco Rojas, a 23-year-old man, he's charged with murder and tampering with evidence. He is the drug dealer, according to investigators, that was robbed at the beginning of February before Indigo Garza was murdered. So he was the person that was ripped off and that was angry and that came back, investigators say, to organize her killing.
But the trigger man in this case is still on the run. Is that right?
That's right. John Marcus Araniva. He's 19. He is the trigger man, according to investigators. He's charged with murder and also tampering with evidence. And he's been in and out of jail the past 2 years. We looked, Will, at his court records, and they're interesting. He had a theft charge in Harris County back in 2020. He got out of jail on bond, but his bond has since been revoked in Harris County. And since that time, he picked up another charge in Montgomery County of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That was in 2021. He violates his bond in that county as well, then is rearrested, found guilty, and served 90 days in the county jail. So certainly this is somebody who has a history in the court system, who's been in and out of jail the past 2 years, and is currently wanted in Harris County for a theft charge.
So this is an individual, as you say, who's been in and out of jail. And as you've looked into this, what have you discovered in terms of, you know, how something like this might have been stopped had police been able to catch up with him before this happened?
Well, we asked investigators in Harris County if they were aware of his charge in Montgomery. And certainly they said that in cases like this, it's not uncommon for a defendant to bond out of jail in one county. And certainly on bond, they can pick up other charges from time to time. That's the reason the bond was revoked in Harris County. But then we also looked at Montgomery County court records. And in those court records in the separate county, they list that they are aware of the charge currently in Harris County. So, you know, you've got systems, court systems working in two separate counties trying to keep track of these people. But of course, there's a constitutional right for bond. And he was out on bond. He did happen to violate his bond in Montgomery. And then eventually his bond was revoked in Harris County as well. So it is an interesting story to look at the court records. It's basically somebody who has been in the system and who Harris County is still looking for, not only for the murder of Indigo Garza, but also for this theft case back in 2020.
Have investigators said if they have any sense of whether he might still be in the area or if he could have left town at this point?
They haven't said, but he's 19. He's certainly had a history in the greater Houston area. It's a big area, so he could be out there. They haven't specifically said whether they think he's left town or not, but they are certainly looking for him. He's certainly somebody they want to find. He's charged with murder.
You mentioned the two other suspects in this case, Joel Rojas, 23 years old, now charged with murder, tampering with evidence. Sarah Ramirez, 21 years old. What charges is she facing?
Sarah's facing evidence tampering, so she's the third suspect. So she isn't charged with murder, but investigators do lay out in court documents her involvement. They say she was involved with getting rid of the car, covering things up afterwards, and that's why you see that evidence tampering charge for her. She is in custody, and investigators believe she did play a role in this.
Grace, I know you talked to Indigo Garza's mother. What can you tell us about what she told you about her daughter and about this murder?
She's heartbroken. Indigo was her only child. She wants justice, not just for her, but she doesn't want another family to go through this same thing. She's talked to us not just about these suspects, Will, but also about where this happened. This apartment complex we've actually reported on before on the north side of Houston. It's called La Casita Apartments. We've run crime stats at that apartment and found there were several other murders there in the past few years. And we've asked this apartment complex for comment. They've told us they can't comment. And so certainly there's a lot of questions, not just about Indigo and these suspects, but about the neighborhood. And that's something Indigo's mom wants to keep at the forefront of the conversation.
And I believe she also talked about the fact that Indigo just never had a chance to get married, to have kids. And she had been involved, apparently, in a robbery, and she just hadn't gotten a chance to straighten her life out.
Her mom told us she fell in with the wrong crowd. She didn't make any excuses for her daughter, but she also said, look, she was 20 years old. She was trying to figure out life, trying to get back out on her feet. And she's heartbroken that her daughter will never have the chance now to grow up, to go through life, go through all those phases of getting married, having children, doing all the things that you expect to do with your loved one.
At this point, two suspects behind bars, a third still on the run. We'll have to stay in touch and hope that police catch up with this third suspect.
Absolutely. They are looking for him. We will let you know if there's any updates.
All right. Grace White at KHOU11 in Houston, Texas. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Will.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. If you haven't already, check out the newest podcast from Vault Studios. It's called Intent, the Tex MacIver Case, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For The Daily Crime, I'm Will Johnson.